On today's show, battery prices for EVs are falling faster than anyone expected, Volkswagen tries to squeeze even more profit out of its commercial trucks, and why Sergio Marchionne is talking mergers. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. Esto es Autoline Daily para el Cinco de Mayo 2015. We keep pointing out how profitable the heavy truck segment is. Volkswagen just reported a profit of nearly $500 million with its heavy trucks in the first 3 months. But as good as that is, apparently Volkswagen thinks it's not good enough. VW just announced it's forming a new truck and bus subsidiary that will merge its two heavy truck companies, MAN and Scania. The subsidiary will be run by Andreas Rentschler, who, by the way, launched Mercedes-Benz's first assembly plant, making the M-Class in the United States, back in 1993. Now Rentschler has to create a global truck business that can compete with Daimler and Volvo, which dominate that business. Every automaker and supplier is complaining about getting and retaining the right kind of people, and that is especially a problem at car dealerships. So now Fiat Chrysler is offering free college to employees at its dealerships in the U.S. It partnered with Strayer University and will offer associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees. Workers can take courses online or at Strayer's campus locations and come up with a class schedule based around their job. And coming up, why bigger is better at Cadillac and Lincoln.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Borg Warner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Last month, Cadillac and Lincoln posted strong double-digit sales growth in the U.S. market. So are we finally starting to see them turn around? Well, a closer look at the numbers reveals they shouldn't start celebrating just yet. Cadillac was up nearly 15%, but that growth came mainly from the SRX and Escalade, both SUVs, and from the XTS, the biggest sedan the brand sells. Lincoln was up nearly 20%, but its sales came exclusively from the big Navigator SUV and the crossover MKC. All the other Lincolns in the lineup saw their sales fall. Do you see a pattern here? The bigger they are, the better they sell. Maybe the market is trying to tell Cadillac and Lincoln something about their brands. Did you know that the manufacturing cost for EV batteries is coming down faster than anyone expected? John just spoke with EV expert Chelsea Sexton via Skype to get the latest info.
We've known for some years that they've been getting better and cheaper by about 7% a year. But recent data actually says that it's getting even better than that, that it's dropping a little bit faster. So around 2007, it was about $1,000 per kilowatt hour, which made, you know, a Leaf battery pack around $24,000 just in the cells. So nearly the entire car was battery cost. To now, it's down around $280. And just in the next few years, 2017, 2018, it's expected to reach around $230 per kilowatt hour, which is a little bit below, actually, the $250 threshold at which everyone's thinking electric cars become on parity with gasoline cars.
That interview is part of our new spin-off series called Autoline Daily Insight. You can watch that entire feature now by clicking on the link in today's transcript or visiting autoline.tv. John talks to Chelsea about why experts disagree on what battery price is the right price, how manufacturers are getting cost down, and much more. So be sure to check out that interview. Last week, Felix, one of our viewers, spotted this car in England, wondering what it is. Of course, most of you correctly identified it. Felix, I hope you're listening, because the answer to your question is a 1951 Packard Patrician 400. And now another Autoline viewer, Edigme, sent us this classic he saw in Cuba. Do you have any idea what this is? If you think you know, just leave an answer in the comments section below or send an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. The CEO of FCA, Sergio Marchionne, is telling anyone who will listen that a lot more car companies should merge together. Coming up next, John gives us his take of what this is all about.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Lately, Sergio Marchionne has been loudly proclaiming the need for more car companies to merge together. In a well-thought-out report he put together called Confessions of a Capital Junkie, Marchionne documents how the auto industry provides the worst returns on capital compared to other industries. He says automakers duplicate way too much spending on new factories and equipment as well as R&D, and that half of that spending is for components and technologies that are undiscernible to the customer. He wants more mergers because he believes FCA could save 4.5 billion euros a year. But if Sergio wants partners, why is he talking to the analyst community and the media? Why doesn't he just pick up the phone and talk to a handful of CEOs at other automakers? Well, here's what I see what's going on. Right now, today, FCA is in a pretty good position, but the company's debt load is increasing at double-digit rates, and its cash pile is falling. It just dropped by another billion euros in the last 3 months, and it's going to get worse. Sergio wants to see Alfa Romeo reach sales of 400,000 cars a year by 2018. Well, that's going to take a massive investment, and the big bills for that have not even yet started to hit. And if there's a downturn in the U.S. market, watch out. The Chrysler Group is the cash cow for FCA. And that's why Sergio wants to do a deal now, because he can negotiate from a position of strength. In a couple of years, who knows? In fact, that's why Carlos Tavares, the CEO at PSA, turned him down. Peugeot is in a very weak position. But notice that Tavares did not say no. He said, and I quote, "It's a little bit early for us." He knows that with PSA on the mend, in a year or two, he can negotiate from a much stronger position. I think Sergio went public with this because he's hoping that the media and the analyst community will turn up the heat for more mergers. And he's hoping there may be someone, anyone out there who wants to sign up, because so far, the rest of the automotive community has given him the cold shoulder. So will Sergio get his merger? Who knows? It's going to be fascinating to see how this unfolds. At the very least, he has triggered an important debate because he's right. This industry does burn up a lot of cash and provides poor returns. Anyway, that's my AutoLine insight for the day. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.